I'm willing to give everything that I've got. I'm ready to fight for my own kind of heaven. I know that I'll find it if I never give up. But timing is everything.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR.
Friday, it's the 28th of November, 2014, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting to you live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam Territory of Ulkson, better known to you as the Point Grey Campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, the Geek Ender's big hit Star Wars Reveal of the Jedi is back at the Rio this weekend. We'll talk a little bit about that later on. We'll also preview Tuesday night's Shindig entries, plus our usual rundown of things happening in our local indie music, film, and theater worlds. It's Casual Friday, folks. Things are a little slower than usual, but we're here and we're ready for you, so sit back and don't touch that dial.
can we work something out before you kill me? Oh, in June, July, and August, can we work something out before you kill me?
Well, the that's the old Wells, by the way. The Christmas season, the festive portion of the year is finally upon us. Our American friends had their Thanksgiving yesterday, and today they're all out shopping on their Black Friday. I'm sure you went out and got some deals, too. And tomorrow night, the first Christmas party of the season. It's Mint Records' ridiculously early Christmas party. It's happening at the Electric Owl, which is at 928 Main Street. Lots of Mint artists, including Supermoon, Fake Tears, Hagface, J Armor, Energy Slime, Duo Tang, Rennie Wilson, and DJ Duncan McHugh from right here at CITR, plus lots more fun. It's $13. You can get those tickets at Ticketfly and Red Cat and Zulu Records. And there will also be a donation to Saints Animal Rescue. So Mint will be matching the door cash and donating it to Saints Animal Rescue. So as I said, it's all going underway tomorrow night. The first band is Supermoon. They start at 8 o'clock, and that's 928 Main Street. That should be fun. Yeah. Could be good. Might be good. You never know.
On the bed, Valesky's dead, said CNN. Well, who buys that shit? Is on. dream in the born of dreams.
Stay inside until I break the mold.
Can't think it all I see is love.
With the room for doubt or afterthought.
Self-drive is power in disguise.
Rubbing off of me. Maybe it's not fair to say.
polls. They were the most recent band to move ahead in Shindig, CITR's Battle of the Bands. It takes place every Tuesday night. And we got another one coming up this coming Tuesday. And I'll tell you all about that right after you hear this.
Sophomore album Loungewear from the Portland duo Mel Brewers brings together the Zulu rhythms of Dionysian New Orleans street folk with the kinetic dub bluegrass of New York nerdcore. However, this decrepit rehash only tortures the nubile freshness of their debut, the Whackjite Travelogues. This can only be seen as the decline of a nascent career before it has even begun to incline, and receives their lowest score yet, 7.4 Radioheads out of 10 Arcade Fires.
Want an alternative to music blogs? Discorder Magazine has been supporting Vancouver's independent music community for over 30 years. Come help keep local music journalism alive at the Discorder fundraiser and launch party this December 4th, featuring Rec Center, Skinny Kids, Other Jesus, and CITR's very own DJ Pop Drums. Doors are at 8, with $5 cover before 10 and $10 after. It's happening this Thursday, December 4th at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova. December's best new fundraiser, as selected by Discorder editors.
Stephen Harper's reckless cuts to home mail delivery are hurting the most vulnerable in our society. Senior citizens and those with mobility issues are disproportionately affected by these cuts, all while Canada Post is making millions of dollars in profit. Postal workers are campaigning to protect quality jobs and public services in our communities. The post office belongs to you. Join the fight today at SaveCanadaPost.ca.
Shindig is the CITR Battle of the Bands. It's been going on for 30 years now. Started in 1983. Over 500 bands have played at Shindig, and it's still going strong. It happens every Tuesday night at the Hindenburg, which is 23 West Cordova Street. And this coming Tuesday is alumni night. So if you or anyone you know has ever had anything to do with CITR or the UBC Student Radio Society or RadSoc or anything that has to do with radio at UBC since 1936, I think it was, 75 years ago anyway, you're all invited to come to the Hindenburg Tuesday night and have an alumni party as part of week 7 of Shindig. So this week's bands are, again, a nice mix of tastes, styles, and genres. They are in reverse order: Tarantula Head, Stanley Park, and this is Glad Rags.
Gonna slam the back door, gonna slam the back door to my mind. Gonna slam the back door. Gonna slam the back door to my mind. When I think about the things you did, or the things that you didn't do, I wanna lose myself. Keep you out of my brain, out of my mind. Gonna slam the bedroom door. Gonna slam the bedroom door to my mind. Gonna slam the bedroom door. Gonna slam the bedroom door to my mind. When I think about the things you said or the things that you didn't say, I wanna lose myself. Keep you out of my brain, out of my mind. Well, I can't tell you what to feel. I can't tell you how to feel it. Come on. Gotta push you out that door to my mind. Gotta push you out that door. Gotta push you out that door to my mind. When I think about the things we did or the things that we didn't do, I wanna lose myself. Get you out of my brain, out of my mind. I can't tell you what to eat.
get Brian to help you. It's been a nasty morning. Boxes. We were trying to reach you. Get a load of this carpet. You'll love it. Come in another day. Come in another day.
There you go. That's your lineup for Shindig this coming Tuesday at the Hindenburg. That was Tarantula Head, and we heard before them Stanley Park and Glad Rags kicked off that little set there. What do we got? We got all kinds of other stuff going on around town, so stick around. I will tell you about your theater choices and some other music and other live events going on this weekend right after this.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
El show de Leo Ramírez, lunes 4 a 5 de la tarde en el 101.9 FM. CITR. The Leo Ramirez Show. Monday, 4 to 5 p.m. at the 101.9 FM CITR.
Leo, you're too sassy, baby. Yes, real, never mind. No offense. What are we doing now? Okay. Oh, stuff. Lots of stuff going on. I mentioned at the top of the show, the Geekenders are returning to the Rio this weekend with their burlesque Star Wars Reveal of the Jedi. It was a big hit last month. They've they're remounting it for another couple of nights, tonight and tomorrow night. There were some issues around ticketing, but that's all been resolved. So if there are tickets left, hurry up, get them now. You don't want to miss this. It's an awesome show. Friend of the show, Trixie Hobbitses. I'm all flustered now. I can't even remember her name. She's the driving force behind it, and she's playing Princess Leia, and the rest of the cast is just amazing too. So you don't want to miss that. That's at the Rio. Also going on this weekend, if you're out in Port Moody, you might want to check this out. It's tonight and tomorrow night. It's a little bit more serious than the Star Wars thing, but it could be a good show. It's called The Christmas Truce 1914. And what it's about is the first Christmas during World War I, 1914. They actually stopped shooting for 24 hours, and the Allies and the Central Powers put down their weapons and got together and exchanged presents and had a couple of drinks and actually enjoyed Christmas together. And so there's a play about that. It's happening at the Gallery Bistro in Port Moody tonight and tomorrow night, The Christmas Truce of 1914. On a slightly lighter note, Spectral Theater is back. And they're doing a really cool thing. They're doing staged readings of original works in the style of a radio show. So if you ever wanted to know what it's like to what it was like, especially in the 30s and 40s, but it's still happening now, when actors are doing live radio show, they produce them up at, it's at Skinny Fat Jack's, which is in the alley behind Slickety Jim's at 18th and Main, and that's going on tonight at 10 o'clock. The place opens at 8, so you have plenty of time to go in, get a bite to eat, have a couple of beverages, and then sit back and enjoy the late night double feature of Spectral Theater, as I said, tonight at 10 o'clock. Then there's an evening of improvised monologues going on also tonight, also in the Main Street area. This is at Little Mountain Gallery at 26th and Main. And there's about, let's see here, it's a... let me just read you the note. A one-way ticket into the imaginations of a lone player on the stage delivering to you fresh and improvised monologues. Okay, that could be good. That's happening at 8 o'clock. And then at 10 o'clock, also at Little Mountain Gallery, the panel show of 1,000 topics, host Ryan Beal attempts to lead a trio of comics through an epic fest of 1,000 random topics. So a little bit of stand-up comedy, a little bit of improv. That could be fun as well. And there's some other more kind of straight plays going on this weekend. A lot of them closing this weekend. I guess everyone's getting ready for the Christmas festivities coming up. So your last chance to see One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest at Studio 58 at Langara, Speed the Plow at Studio 16 at 7th and Granville. You're in Town, the musical closes tomorrow night at the Fire Hall Arts Center. United Players presentation of Facts by Arthur Milner is going on tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. If you go tonight to the Jericho Arts Center, you get a special double bill as director Adam Henderson reads another short piece by Arthur Milner after the main play. Then we've got Good People at Studio 1398 on Granville Island. The Parfumery at Marple's Metro Theater, also closing Saturday night. And that's it. So lots of really, really interesting stuff going on live on stage this weekend that you don't want to miss. Okay, we are we're coming close to running out of time. We've got about a quarter of an hour left on this exciting show. Some friends of the show, Rude City Riot, are going to be playing in town. I think they're at the Fairview Pub on Broadway next weekend. So let's have a preview of that.
I can't be there.
That is a new release from Johnny DeCorse, and that guy is just tearing up the world, I tell you. That guy is fantastic. We got the call board up right now. This is classes and auditions coming up the next, well, most of it's coming up this weekend, but next couple of weeks. First off, our dear friend Jacques Lalonde, who has been a mainstay of comedy and theater in Vancouver for a long time, is sharing his wisdom with you in a series of classes, drop-in classes, take place every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. at the International Village Mall. He will, all based around his patented 22 principles of comedy. It's a very casual kind of atmosphere. You just have to drop in, and there is a fee. I think it's $25, but there's a link to the whole his Facebook page on our Facebook page. So don't take my word for it. Check it out, but take my word for it. You'll have a great time. If you want to be part of Ensemble Theatre Company, that's the group that does three plays in one at the Jericho Arts Centre over the summer. Their season this year includes Tizzy Pity, She's a Whore, The Children's Hour by Lillian Hellman and Frost Nixon, and they're having their auditions next week, December 6th and 7th. Deep Cove Stage Society doing The Butler Did It in April, and their auditions are also next week, 7th and 10th. North Shore Light Opera doing Pinafore, Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore in May, and their auditions are coming up this weekend, November 30th, actually the beginning of next week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesdays, 30th, 1st, and 2nd. The Troika Collective is doing Nordost at the main space building at 350 East 2nd, and that's audition is happening on December 7th. Corpus Christi by Terrence McNally, presented by Ghostlight Projects, and their audition is on at the 88 Howe Street. David Lindsay Ayers from the North Van Community Players, another friend of the show, and, that will be presented in April. Their auditions are Monday and Tuesday at Hendry Hall in North Van. And the Diocesan Arts Ministry, Oliver, directed by another friend of the show, Andy Toth, and that is on, oh, that's passed. Okay, but watch out for it. It'll be a great show happening in May. Oliver, directed by Andy Toth. We got time for one more tune, and I just posted it on Facebook. It's Ronan and Marion Wong, the Cypress Street band, and they are going to be part of a big Christmas on in a couple of weeks. Friday is at the Wired Monk in Kitsilano. That's at 4th and Trafalgar. It's a big deal. They got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, about a dozen different acts going to be performing. It's an all ages thing, so bring the kids. It only costs $10, or bring $10 worth of non-perishable food items for the food bank, and you'll get in for free. It's still 2 weeks away, December 12th, but Ronan and Marion have just recorded an original Christmas song for you, and we're going to close the show out with that. It's Just Not Christmas Without You. It's not even December yet, but here's your first Christmas song.
But I'm just not in the mood. With you so far away, this can't be a holiday. No matter what I do, it's just not Christmas without you. The stockings are hung by the chimney with care. Sounds of laughter can be heard everywhere. How can the Yuletide start? Just not Christmas without you. No matter where you are, you'll always have my heart. How can I celebrate when we're so far apart? This just isn't fair, it's driving me insane. When can I hold you in my arms once again? With no one to hold you, Christmas Day can be so cold. No one to kiss you. What good is mistletoe? Trying my best to hide the loneliness I feel inside. Don't know what to do. It's just not Christmas without you. No matter where you are, you'll always have my heart. How can I celebrate when we're so far? This just isn't fair, it's driving me insane. When can I hold you in my arms once again? With no one to hold you, Christmas Day can be so cold. No one to kiss you, what good is mistletoe? Trying my best to hide the loneliness I feel inside. Don't know what to do.
That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. I can't believe it. We survived another one. Special congratulations going out to my sister, Peggy Campbell Parberry. Happy birthday, Peg. Good. Now I don't have to get you a card. Also, happy birthday to two CITR alumni, Dave Ball and Rebecca Walters, celebrating their birthdays this weekend. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to us at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. Stick around. Eleanor and Erica are here with Femme Concept. Don't forget Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwar the Human Serviette Presents. And I think we've got Thunderbirds Hockey later on tonight. So it's a full afternoon and evening of entertainment. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Thanks a lot, and bye-bye.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Sophomore album Loungewear from the Portland duo Mel Brewers brings together the Zulu rhythms of Dionysian New Orleans street folk with the kinetic dub bluegrass of New York nerdcore. However, this decrepit rehash only tortures the nubile freshness of their debut, the Whack Jite Travelogues. This can only be seen as the decline of a nascent career before it has even begun to incline, and receives their lowest score yet, 7.4 Radioheads out of 10 Arcade Fires.
Want an alternative to music blogs? Discorder Magazine has been supporting Vancouver's independent music community for over 30 years. Come help keep local music journalism alive at the Discorder fundraiser and launch party this December 4th, featuring Rec Center, Skinny Kids, Other Jesus, and CITR's very own DJ Pop Tours. Doors are at 8, with $5 cover before 10 and $10 after. It's happening this Thursday, December 4th at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova. December's best new fundraiser, as selected by Discorder editors.